FOSDEM 2022. Hello everyone, welcome. My name is Babur Khan and my topic is one-stop shop, wider consensus for programming in embedded FPGAs. I'm a researcher, developer, and a lifelong learner, learning every day. So this is a brief outline of my talk. So first I'll talk about why consensus is in FPGA-based programming is important. Then I'll talk about modern FPGAs and what are their challenges. Third, we'll go for the topic, which is raising abstraction and programming FPGAs. Fourth is one-stop shop practices. So basically, what are those practices that I'm talking about? Fifth is the conclusion, what to expect next. So yeah, let's start. Why consensus in FPGA-based programming? So we are an embedded mobile automotive development room, and a central idea around which this room revolves is amazing. That is, embedded software is transforming the world from automotive to Internet of Things, launching rockets, messing with your phone, or automating your toaster. Small devices, embedded systems, and automations are everywhere. And at the same time, FPGAs are implemented alone or together with CPUs in many automotive systems, as they provide more efficient and quick solutions for hundreds of ECUs within a modern vehicle. And they basically, FPGAs bring performance without consuming more power, and they improve customization. So, but what are those challenges? I mean, first, you see a modern car basically have almost more than 100 million lines of code. And according to the forecast, this number will reach 650 million lines of code in the next 4 or 5 years. And then the challenge is basically you design FPGA traditionally in hardware languages, but that basically is a penalty. You have to pay a penalty when you are basically designing in those languages, because that needs a lot of let's say you have more software programmers as compared to hardware programmers. So the time to market in industry, you need to have basically languages abstraction which basically makes programming FPGAs easier. And then the memory model, especially in modern vehicles, you use this this computer vision algorithms, which are basically they have most of these computer vision algorithms need to be mapped and heavily optimized by hand for complex heterogeneous architectures. So you have this complex heterogeneous architectures in those algorithms. So the idea is that FPGA programming, not even an idea, the basically the goal is this FPGA programming needs